Gary, always good to salvage something from the game at the death, but you could add an awful lot more out of it, couldn't you?
Yeah, obviously going down to 10 men is a big disadvantage, but to be fair, I thought the lads, when we went down to 10, I thought we was a better team and worked our socks off, and in the end deservedly got a draw, I thought. And I've looked at the penalty decision again, and it was a nailed on penalty. So, but all in all, you know, fair credit to the lads when they went down to 10 men. I thought it was fantastic.
A referee has to be pretty certain to book a player for diving. The defender's on the deck as well. I mean, they've both gone down with the weight of the challenge.
Just an horrendous decision, if we're honest. You know, everybody in the ground can see that, but I think the ref, for some reason, you know, I was listening to him before the game. He's come here today with some preconceived ideas about certain players. One was Jamie Osborne, but, you know, let's move on. We don't want to waste our time talking about him. I'd rather talk about our lads, the way they work the socks off to get back into the game today.
With 10 creating an awful lot of chances, the last 20-25 minutes could easily have had two or three goals.
Yeah, definitely, and it was, you know, it almost looked as though we was a team with the extra man. But, you know, if you look at the results around the division today, then we're obviously disappointed that we couldn't get 3 points. But, you know, a point is important this time of the season. But I thought the way we went about ourselves when we did lose Liam, I thought it was a credit to everybody at the football club.
And credit to Ty Williams, probably the most unlikely goal scorer out there.
Yeah, well, Addy's trying to claim it, I think. He said he got a touch on it as a typical goal scorer. But no, Ty, you know, shifted him in there to obviously partner Gudge when Liam went off. And Ty was fantastic. And he's up in their box, you know, getting obviously a vital little touch on the ball before. I don't know whether he did it, Addy, but, you know, we didn't really bother at that stage who scored it.
Really uncharacteristic of Liam to get himself into trouble like he did in the second half. He goes through probably half a season without a yellow card, and then 2 in 5 minutes.
Yeah, a little bit strange. I don't know. I don't really know what went on there, but, you know, certainly the second one I seen, and it was a yellow. So, you know, we've got no arguments with that. But as you say, unusual for Liam, but could have cost us today. So it's disappointing because, you know, we need more discipline than that.
A little test the depth of the squad a little bit with two defenders out now for the game at Hartlepool.
Yeah, but sometimes things like that can work in your favour, especially this time of the season. You know, we've got a good, strong squad. I think you've seen that today. So hopefully, you know, we've got the lads rest up next week and they can come in and do a good job for us at Hartlepool, I'm sure.